Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. A very busy day here at the NovaCare Complex, and in this very auditorium, the Eagles introduced Chase Daniel, Rodney McLeod, and Ron Brooks. But before those three were introduced, we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who spoke about all of the Eagles' recent signings this week. And he also took time to talk about the quarterback position, saying that even with Chase Daniel coming into the fold, Sam Bradford remains the Eagles' number one quarterback.
Right now, going forward, Sam Bradford is the number one. Chase Daniel is the number two, and then we're working on the number three. So I just want to put that out there right now, going forward. And we feel like, and I feel like, as head football coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, that we've really given ourselves a great opportunity at that position. You know, it just goes without saying, being a former quarterback, being a backup, you know, in this league, having two guys, you know, we're always going out and we're always going to get the best players at every position. You see what we did right here in free agency these last couple of days. We went out and we found the best players. We signed our current guys, and then we went out and found guys that can be solid starters and or backups on this roster.
And we also heard from Daniel himself, who spoke about what he expects the competition to be like this summer when he takes the field for the first time as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't think, in general, the NFL wouldn't be in the NFL if I didn't think I could be a starting quarterback in this league. There's certain steps you have to take to get that opportunity, and I'm looking forward to competing here. And I think that not only the quarterbacks are going to be competing, the entire team's going to be competing. I think, you know, I talked to Doug earlier, that's what makes a team special. When your entire team, and especially your backups and your middle range player, your lower range players, they're competing to become a starter and take that starter's job, that starter has to work even harder to hold on to his job. So the competition breeds excellence. I truly believe that. You know, I go back to my time when I was in New Orleans with Drew. I mean, I'm a second-year pro. He's, you know, 10-year, 9-year vet, future Hall of Famer. And I'm telling him every single day when I'm the backup, I'm coming to take your job, dude. Like, I'm coming. I don't care if you're Drew Brees. I don't care who you are. And my mindset's not going to change. You know, we're the best of friends still to this day. It brought out the best in us. It made us closer, and it made the team better.
One of the other big signings for the Eagles this week was that of safety Rodney McLeod, who started his career with the St. Louis Rams. In St. Louis, McLeod played with Quentin Michael, former Philadelphia Eagles safety, who is now the director of player engagement here with the Eagles. And Michael had some tips for what McLeod can expect playing in front of the Philadelphia fans.
Quentin Michael speaks out to me. Obviously, I played with him in St. Louis my rookie year. You know, great guy. Played 8 years here. You know, obviously, I've watched Brian Dawkins and guys like that, you know, just come throughout Philadelphia. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I want to be a part of. And, you know, hopefully I can get to, you know, somewhere where they are today.
Another addition the Eagles made to the secondary was adding cornerback Ron Brooks, who spent the first part of his career with the Buffalo Bills. And while there, he played under Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz for one season in 2014.
I was excited when I heard that Coach Schwartz wanted me to come here and play in his defense, because in Buffalo, when he was there, I think we were right the number three or four defense at that time, and didn't really get a chance to see how far we could go with him, ending up in Detroit last year and getting out of Buffalo. But I'm definitely excited about this opportunity that I have to play under Coach Schwartz and that defensive scheme that he has, because it's obvious, it's been proven and it's been shown that it works. And the mentality and the scheme that he brings to this organization is definitely going to be something to see.
And to close things out today, we heard from Eagles Vice President of Football Operations, Howie Roseman, who spoke about the importance of moving up in the draft, something the Eagles were able to do by trading Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you know, the way we looked at it, we felt like there were 10 players that really stood out to us. Picking 13th, we felt like if we were in position to get one of those top 10 guys, there was tremendous value in that. And to be able to do it before draft day and spend more time vetting all those guys would really help us. So doing it before the draft, before draft day, you know, we've seen here over the last few years that it's not always easy to move up on draft day. So being able to get that and have it in our pocket as we got started here, it would help us in our direction in our offseason.
To see all of today's press conferences in their entirety and to get total coverage wall-to-wall of Eagles free agency, be sure to stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com.